Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahakumbh reflected the spirit of rising India and unity in diversity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for a fair and robust international order to curb power imbalances. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis says violence in Nagpur appears to be premeditated, appeals to citizens to uphold law and order. Israel launches wave of airstrikes across Gaza Strip, killing at least 200 people as negotiations for truce collapse over several points. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their 17-hour journey back to Earth after being stranded for 9 months on International Space Station. And in Kabaddi World Cup, both Indian men's and women's team to play their group matches at Wolverhampton in England today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted Mahakumbh in Prayagraj has reflected the spirit of rising India and the entire world witnessed the power of the country. He added that unity in diversity is a speciality of India which was experienced during the recently concluded Mahakumbh. The Prime Minister today made a statement in the Lok Sabha on Mahakumbh.
अनेकता में एकता भारत की विशेषता है ये हम हमेशा कहते आए हैं ये हमने हमेशा महसूस किया है और इसी के विराट रूप का अनुभव हमने प्रयागराज महाकुंभ में किया है हमारा दायित्व है कि अनेकता में एकता की इसी विशेषता को हम निरंतर समृद्ध करते रहें
Mr. Modi said, when the entire world is going through challenging times, the grand show of this unity is the country's biggest strength. He underlined the need to continue enriching this speciality of unity in diversity.
पूरे विश्व ने महाकुंभ के रूप में भारत के विराट स्वरूप के दर्शन किए सबका प्रयास का यही साक्षात स्वरूप है ये जनता जनार्दन का जनता जनार्दन के संकल्पों के लिए जनता जनार्दन की श्रद्धा से प्रेरित महाकुंभ था
Highlighting the importance of water conservation, the Prime Minister said India has many rivers, some of which are endangered. He stressed on the need to expand Nadi Utsav, taking inspiration from the Mahakumbh. He said it will teach the importance of water conservation to the new generation. The Prime Minister lauded the people who contributed to the success of Mahakumbh, saying that this historic event has given a lot of inspiration to the countrymen as it was led by the people. We now go over to our correspondent Bhupendra Singh, who is present at the Parliament for more updates. Bhupendra, from the Prime Minister's address on the Mahakumbh, opposition parties, ruckus, many important developments unfolded in Parliament during the first half of today. What update do you have for our listeners?
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had just concluded her statement on the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on Manipur budget and appropriation bills. She expressed central commitment to bring normalcy in Manipur and highlighted several financial provision made in the state budget during her statement. And if you talk about the Lok Sabha just adjourned for the day following opposition protest. And earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a statement on the grand success of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. He highlighted how this historic event has further strengthened the unity in diversity, which is India's great strength. The Prime Minister also spoke in detail about the efforts made by the people who were engaged for the successful organization of Mahakumbh. And opposition created ruckus in the House after the completion of Mr. Modi's statement, which led to the adjournment of the House till 1 p.m. And when the House met at 1 p.m., opposition members again created ruckus when the Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav was replying to the discussion related to his ministry. He highlighted several measures taken by the government for creating robust rail infrastructure in the country and further improve the passenger amenities. He also highlighted that India is exporting railway equipment and coaches to other nations, terming it a big achievement. Earlier during the zero hour and question hour in both the houses, member of parliament expressed their views on several important issues and the relevant ministers responded on behalf of the government. Anuja, in the Lok Sabha, DMK MPs also staged a walkout from the house over the issue of proposed delimitation exercise for parliamentary and assembly constituency. Back to you, Anuja.
Okay, thank you, Bhupendra, for that update. Moving on, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need for a fair and robust international order. He stressed that the absence of a strong global order not only benefits powerful countries, but also enables smaller nations to take risks and challenge the established norms. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the Raisina Dialogue session, Thrones and Thorns, Defending the Integrity of Nations in New Delhi this morning. He highlighted the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity, citing India's experience with Pakistan's illegal occupation of Kashmir.
We do need an international order, just like we need a domestic order. So if you need a society in a country, you need an international version of that. And it's not just big countries who will benefit if there is no order. I would argue that any country which will take risks, which will have extreme positions, which would, test the system, will actually use this order to its advantage. I mean, we've seen in our own neighborhood, you don't have to be a big country to be a risky country. Smaller neighbors who've done a pretty good job.
Dr. Jaishankar also emphasized the need for fairness and consistency in global standards while pointing out the difference in international responses to military coups in Myanmar and Western countries. He called for a thorough review of the global order over the past 8 decades and urged recognition of the shifting balance of power in the world. Speaking at the Raisina Dialogue, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard expressed her gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the invitation and highlighted the constructive discussions held during her visit. Ms. Gabbard said it had been a constructive few days engaging with her Indian counterparts and building on the momentum generated by President Trump and Mr. Modi's joint statement in Washington, D.C. last month.
It's great to be back here in India, and I especially want to thank Prime Minister Modi for the invitation to come here to get together with new friends, to greet old friends here from across the Indo-Pacific region and from around the world. But it's been a constructive few days where I've been engaging with our Indian counterparts, working to continue to build off of the momentum that was created by President Trump and Prime Minister Modi's joint statement issued in Washington, D.C. after their Oval Office meeting. I'm confident that this partnership and friendship between our two nations will continue to grow and strengthen.
In international news, the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has collapsed, triggering a devastating wave of violence across the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces launched extensive airstrikes early on Tuesday, killing at least 200 people, according to Palestinian health authorities, with many of the victims reportedly being children. This marks the largest military assault since the ceasefire began on 19th of January 2025, ending nearly 2 months of relative calm. We now go over to our West Asia correspondent Vinod Kumar for more. Vinod, please share the details on this latest development.
Hi, Anuja. As we speak right now, Hamas's health ministry has updated the death toll to at least 330 people dead. Israel's this overnight strikes also killed a high-profile Hamas official, Mahmoud Afa, who is heading the interior ministry in the territory. Today, attacks started today morning, 2:15 to 2:30 local time. More than 20 Israeli warplanes flew over and hit targets in Gaza City, Rafah, and Khan Yunis. The reason behind these attacks were 2 days before the talks in Doha, which lasted for 72 hours, which and it included high-level delegations from Egypt, Qatar, and U.S., failed to extend the first stage of the ceasefire. And the first stage of the ceasefire was said to end the first week of this March, but it never progressed to the second phase. So these talks were happening in Doha and they failed miserably. And Hamas was actually expecting this type of Israeli airstrike, but for the people of Gaza, it was a surprise. It's the month of Ramadan and they were taking the suhoor, the morning meal time, and this came as an unexpected strike. Meanwhile, Hamas has responded furiously, accusing Israel of treachery and overturning the initial ceasefire agreement. It also says that Israel is exposing the remaining Israeli hostages held under Gaza in an unknown fate.
Yes,
Hamas has not yet declared that it is resuming the war, but instead calling on mediators like United Nations to intervene.
Vinod, thank you for that update and the details. The Dragon spacecraft bringing back astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams will return to Earth early morning tomorrow. The spacecraft has begun the closure preparations to bring back the two astronauts who have been stranded on the International Space Station for over 9 months. The pair undocked from the International Space Station at 10:35 a.m. IST today and are now on a 17-hour journey home. NASA has said the Dragon spacecraft will be touching down Earth at 3:27 a.m. tomorrow morning. A SpaceX crew Dragon craft will also carry NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Back home, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today appealed to the citizens of the state to uphold law and order and remain respectful towards all faiths and communities. Briefing the State Assembly about the Nagpur incident, he stated that the violence in Nagpur appeared to be premeditated and assured that strict action would be taken against those who attacked the police personnel. Reaffirming the government's stance, Mr. Fadnavis reiterated that no one would be allowed to take the law into their own hands. Our correspondent reports the situation is under control in Nagpur. A report.
The Guardian Minister Chandrasekhar Babankure inspected the violence affected areas this morning. While interacting with the media, he informed that about 33 police personnel were hurt during stone pelting, while 5 people sustained injuries. About 45 vehicles were burnt in the central area of the Nagpur city. Nagpur police have detained 48 people in this incident. Meanwhile, Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis has made a statement about the Nagpur violence. He said 3 officials of DCP rank were injured in these violent clashes and nobody will be spared for attacking the police personnel. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashvani News, Nagpur.
Meanwhile, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that the government of Maharashtra will take action against those involved in the Nagpur violence. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Mr. Joshi said the state government is handling the situation efficiently. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government is committed to get Manipur back to normalcy. She said everyone wants the state to prosper and grow as like other states. She was replying to a discussion on the bills related to Manipur budget in the Rajya Sabha today. The minister said Manipur is a border state and since many decades it has gone through a crisis. She said every government has handled it with sensitivity. The Delhi High Court today refused to stay the trial court proceedings against Delhi Law Minister Kapil Mishra, who is accused of making objectionable statements and violating the Model Code of Conduct during the 2020 Assembly elections. The High Court has now listed the matter for further hearing on 19th of May. Mishra posted allegedly objectionable statements on social media on 23rd of January 2020 in connection with the Delhi Assembly elections. On to sports. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will be in action this evening at Wolverhampton in England. The women's team will lock horns with Wales from Group D at 5:30 p.m. IST, while the men's team will take on Scotland from Group B at 10:30 p.m. IST. The IMD has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over North Interior Odisha today. In the west, places over coastal Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and North Interior Karnataka may also experience hot and humid weather during next 2 to 3 days. In the northeast, the weather department predicted thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds and lightning today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahakumbh reflected the spirit of rising India and unity in diversity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for a fair and robust international order to curb power imbalances. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis says violence in Nagpur appears to be premeditated, appeals to citizens to uphold law and order. Israel launches wave of airstrikes across Gaza Strip, killing at least 200 people as negotiations for truce collapse over several points. Astronaut Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their 17-hour journey back to Earth after being stranded for 9 months on International Space Station. And in Kabaddi World Cup, both Indian men's and women's team to play their group matches at Wolverhampton in England today.